it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Zed. I'm Steve McIntosh. A stormy, wet day across central Kansas. We have the story.
Homicide suspect arrested after standoff in West Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Police arrest two and search for a teen suspect in a fatal Wichita shooting. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Thunderstorms brought heavy rain and flooding to parts of central Kansas Monday afternoon and evening. Up to 2 inches of rainfall reported in the Wichita area, with 1.25 at the National Weather Service on the west side of the city. That's an inch and a quarter. The biggest rainfall totals were reported between Salina and Ellsworth in north central Kansas, with readings of 10 to 12 inches. Flooding was reported across a wide area. No injuries are reported.
President Trump says his administration will issue new guidance on prayer in school.
Speaking at a meeting of the White House Religious Liberty Commission, President Trump said the Education Department will soon have new guidelines for public schools about prayer.
In many schools today, students are instead indoctrinated with anti-religious propaganda.
The president did not detail what new guidance will be, but spoke of cases in which he says students were punished for public displays of faith.
We have to bring back religion in America, bring it back stronger than ever before.
President Trump also launched an America Prays initiative ahead of the country's 250th anniversary next year. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A 37-year-old man has been arrested, suspected in a fatal shooting near Hayesville over the weekend. Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputies located the suspect at an apartment complex in the 7100 block of West Shade Monday afternoon. Sheriff Jeff Easter says a SWAT team was activated and area residents were asked to evacuate or shelter in place as the investigation took place.
Once SWAT arrived, established communication with this particular individual, and he gave himself up.
Suspect was taken into custody without incident. The victim in the shooting is identified as Jesse Rao.
Two people arrested in connection to a fatal weekend shooting in Wichita.
It happened just before 4 Sunday afternoon in the 700 block of North Pyatt. Officers arrived and found a man identified as 62-year-old Tracy Collins in the front yard of a home. He suffered from a gunshot wound to the chest and was transported to an area hospital where he later died. Police say Collins was involved in a confrontation with two other men and a woman before a shot was fired. A 20-year-old woman and a 19-year-old man were arrested. A 14-year-old boy identified as a third suspect has not been located. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will look at strengthening a city ordinance against illegal trash dumping. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
Some of our council members have seen this in their districts as a major problem, especially in some neighborhoods with alleys. And so we are wanting to increase fines regarding illegal dumping. Again, this costs the city money, obviously, to go and enforce, to clean up. And so we want to make it more stringent so that people will stop this illegal dumping.
Mayor Wu says the fine will increase to at least $500, and she would like to see it more. The council will also discuss an ordinance punishing excessive noise and loud vehicles. Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
A rough beginning to the road swing for the Kansas City Royals. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
New Mexico is rolling out universal child care. That story and more news coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. A Colorado man's body was recovered after the vehicle he was in drove off the rim of the Grand Canyon over the weekend. Park rangers responded to the area and recovered the man's body. which was located about 300 feet below the rim. The body was flown to the rim by helicopter and then transferred to the Coconino County Medical Examiner's Office. The man was identified as 27-year-old Stephen Drew Brady of Federal Heights, Colorado.
New Mexico is rolling out universal child care.
New Mexico is preparing to become the first state in the country to offer families no-cost child care.
It is the backbone of creating a system of support for families.
Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says universal child care will take effect November 1st in the state after eliminating income limits to qualify. The program is expected to save families an average of $12,000 per child per year. Critics point out the cost is just getting passed on to New Mexico taxpayers. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The deadly shooting at Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis, Minnesota, reignited discussions about firearms access and gun rights.
The shooting deaths at Annunciation Catholic School are now blamed on a 23-year-old male-to-female transgendered person who had posted videos displaying the weapons while expressing suicidal desires. The matter prompted some officials at the U.S. Department of Justice to openly opine to reporters about limiting firearms access to transgendered persons. But groups like the NRA and the Second Amendment Foundation were quick to rebuke such measures, saying it's unconstitutional to block someone's Second Amendment rights for any reason without first going before a judge to argue an individual is mentally compromised. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a new poll finds most adults in the United States believe poverty and homelessness are the result of personal choices.
The AP Nork-Harris poll also finds that most Americans believe the government spends too little on those in need. The poll comes as homelessness is on the rise. The poll finds that a goodly number of Americans, 68%, believe poverty has increased over the past 25 years, even though data show the rate of people below the poverty line decreased over that same period. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The 24th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks will be marked this week, so how are educators and parents teaching kids about it?
The 9/11 Memorial and Museum offers resources for educators teaching their students about the September 11th, 2001 terror attacks. Museum President Beth Hillman says a new film is available as part of their digital learning experience.
We make it available free of charge to teachers and students everywhere, and our educators actually run a live call-in, educational opportunity for students and other learners who want to call in while they're watching that on 9/11 to ask questions about it.
Hillman says 100 million Americans are too young to remember 9/11.
They're hungry for more information. They want to know how people responded and where they were and honestly where they are now, 24 years later.
You can find out more at 911memorial.org. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Right now, we've got some heavy traffic slowing things down and some road construction. This is at the intersection of I-235 and K-42, the junction there, and not too far away, that intersection where we've got K-42, West Street, and Pawnee all right there, kind of tangled together. That's running pretty slow as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now, Storm Team 12, Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. We've got a cool start to the day, and after that flooding yesterday that we saw off to our north, it's probably good that we can report this morning. We're going to have some dry weather today. And for anybody thinking about heading up to the Kansas State Fair, that was just another location that dealt with heavy rains on Monday, created a lot of flooding, the parking lots. You know, there's going to be some restrictions on where you can park if you're going to the fair today. The good news, you're not going to need an umbrella. You know, the bad news is you might need a map or to consult a map to find a new place to park your car, because they had some of the parking lots were flooded out yesterday. Hutchinson officially winding up with about 1 2/3. Now, Wichita officially with 1 1/4. And now for the year, we're over 33 inches of rain. If that sounds like a lot, well, we're kind of just hitting average right now. But if we get, you know, more rain, and we still have several more months to go before the year's over, potentially we could be watching the top 10, maybe top 15 lists of wettest years on record. But there's not much rain. In fact, no rain in our forecast for today. Sunshine and 82 is where we're going to aim later on this afternoon. We'll drop to 63 overnight. Tomorrow does bring a chance of some scattered late morning thunderstorms. I don't think it'll be quite like yesterday, but we'll need to keep an eye on things because we could be back in the pattern for some active weather tomorrow. Then Thursday and Friday, we get this surge of summer where the highs will reach the upper 80s, but it's only for a couple of days before our weather starts to change again heading into the weekend. Right now in Wichita, we've got 59 degrees and a mostly clear start to the day. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
And again, this rain was looked like kind of spotty in some places, a couple of inches. Other places, just a half inch. And then up north, up to 11 or 12 inches.
I could not believe that rain yesterday west of Salina. It just sat there for hours and hours. And, around the Brookville area, that's west of Salina quite a ways. You know, they wind up with about 10 inches.
Right. All right, thanks.
Saw your coworker Jake Dunn up there at the fair yesterday. He looked like he was drenched,
drowned rat. Huh?
Yeah, I think the rain keeps a lot of people away. And the tough news on Dollar Day, you really don't want it to rain. So that was kind of a tough pill to swallow yesterday.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Excuse me. Today is Tuesday, November 9th, 2025. 34 years ago on this date, 1971, prisoners seized control of the maximum security Attica Correctional Facility near Buffalo, New York, beginning a siege that ended 4 days later in a disastrous raid where the cops killed 10 hostages, 39 inmates. 4 other people also died during the rioting. Attica.
That was not good.
Not a good thing. The governor of New York at that time, Nelson Rockefeller. Birthdays today. I did find one that a prominent person who is deceased. He died in 1980. Colonel Sanders, Harlan Sanders. It's his birthday, or would be his birthday. He's not alive, but now it's birthday anyway. Yeah. Kentucky Fried Chicken genius, the guy who came up with that special recipe. Then later on, when he was
11 herbs and spices.
11 herbs and spices. Later on, when he was touring and eating some of the potatoes and gravy, he said they were awful. His old place.
Well, he was the first one that like got into franchising.
That's true.
He had all those KFCs. Well, they were Kentucky Fried Chickens at the time,
right?
All over the South, which is where it really took hold. And apparently, in the early days, you never know when the colonel would show up at the restaurant and dip his finger in, taste the gravy, and taste potatoes, and see if everything was up to snuff. Nice.
I want to talk a little bit this morning about a dispute over a home run ball hit by the Philadelphia Phillies' Harrison Bader. It led to a viral moment in which one fan was dubbed Phillies Karen on social media. Home run in a game against the Miami Marlins September 5th. Landed in the seats left field. You've probably seen the video. If you haven't, you will. The long ball set off a mad scramble by fans who claimed the ball had rolled on the ground. Not on the ground, on the surface. Social media has gone crazy trying to identify this woman, so she can be properly vilified by millions. I won't talk about that. Souvenir baseball etiquette. I put something on Facebook. You know, as a kid, I'd take my ball glove to the park, Lawrence Stadium or wherever, just hoping that I'd get a foul ball.
Well, yeah, youngsters do that all the time.
And if it came close, you just running over there with the other kids and grabbed it. And the rule was very simple. Every man for himself or every person for himself, and who gets there first gets the ball.
That's pretty much what it is.
And this lady didn't get there in time. So the man got the ball, took it over to his kids. You've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Handed it to him. And then apparently he says that she just came over there and was cussing a blue streak, and he didn't like that in front of his kids. Just gave her the ball. And then was it Bader, the player that the Phillies player found out about, brought the kid a bat and made a big deal out of it.
And everything,
which was much more than, you know, than anything they could have done. You ever had any experience doing that, Ted?
No.
Okay. I did have one deal that it was a Wichita State baseball game several years ago. We had KNSS Day, and I was sitting.
Yeah.
I was over there in the first base side behind the dugout waiting to do whatever we were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Shane Dennis was standing behind.
Former Shocker pitcher.
Former Shocker pitcher. Shane's pretty big, what, 6'3"?
Yeah, he's a tall guy.
Anyway, this foul ball comes over that way, and man, I have got that baby measured. I'm going to grab it. I'm right underneath that. I've got both my hands cupped because I'm going to do a two-hand deal. This big mitt comes, his hand comes over the back of my head, grabs the ball in midair, and Shane Dennis. Reached out his hand and grabbed the ball. But I didn't have the nerve to confront him about it. Give me that ball or I'll kick your fanny there. That's my big deal.
One of the great Shocker pitchers of all time.
And, great guy, too.
He robbed you.
He robbed me. All right.
I'm glad you didn't get into his face like Billy's Karen.
Get into a tussle or, yeah. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for a serious look at sports now with Ted Woodward. Sir.
Oh, it's serious. Let's go Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals trying to get a playoff spot, but took another back seat last night. It did not go well. In fact, we go into the eighth inning last night. You heard the game on 1330 AM KNSS, and the Royals still didn't have a hit. They're six outs away from being the victim of a no-hitter. Here's some of the action from the TV coverage, FanDuel Sports Network.
And Massey lines it to center field, and that puts an end to that. And there is a collective groan here, which will be followed by a standing ovation for his first seven innings tonight. And good on him to tip his cap.
Exactly. Pitcher go this deep.
Yeah, the Royals did get a couple runs late, but yeah, they lose 10-2 at Cleveland last night. Ooh. The Tribe, they're not the Tribe anymore. The Cleveland has won four in a row. And the Royals just couldn't get anything going. Only three singles. That's it. And the Royals lose ground in that chase for the playoffs. In fact, they got leapfrogged by Cleveland for that final playoff spot, as Cleveland has won four in a row. All right, same two teams tonight. Kansas City visiting Cleveland. We'll join that one at 6 o'clock on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Prior to the baseball game, we'll talk football, the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. That'll be at 5 p.m. on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Of course, the Chiefs coming off that season-opening loss in Brazil and getting ready for the home opener on Sunday afternoon against the team that beat them in the Super Bowl, the Philadelphia Eagles. Wow, a lot of things going on. A lot to talk about tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show. That'll be at 5 p.m. on KFH, followed by the Royals game. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge. Only six games left. Six-game series on the road. Visiting the last place Corpus Christi Hooks, the AA affiliate of the Houston Astros. Wichita is two games behind Tulsa for a playoff spot with only six games to go in the season. So, got to win a lot of these at Whataburger Field if Wichita wants to have a chance. 6:35 tonight to begin that six-game series. Up in the big leagues, a lot of guys that used to be Wind Surge players are now helping the Minnesota Twins. Twins win on the road last night out in the West Coast, beat the Los Angeles Angels 12-3. One of the big stars for the Twins, former Wichita Wind Surge player, third baseman Royce Lewis. The action on twins.tv.
Marnik takes off, and Lewis is swinging a drive into left field and deep. Back it goes, and he's done it again! Royce Lewis, now two multi-homer games this season, and the Lewis family has a great view of that swing and that result. He gave the Twins an early lead today, gives them the lead back here in the fifth, and it's now 5-3.
Get fired up, Pops. You can do it. Yeah.
My boy.
Royce Lewis with two home runs. The Twins beat the Angels 12-3. Back-to-back wins for the Twins. Happy birthday today to a pretty good minor leaguer that came through here. Former Wichita Wranglers pitcher Joey Hamilton. It's his birthday. He's 55 today. Number 8 overall draft pick by the Padres out of Georgia Southern. He picked up 7 wins for the Wranglers in the early 90s and spent a decade in the big leagues, including 5 seasons with the Padres. And he was in the top 5 in voting for Rookie of the Year in 1994 when he got called up to the Padres. Happy birthday to former Wranglers pitcher, good guy, Joey Hamilton. Good pitcher. He's 55 today. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Oztoberfest, the deeply copper-colored German-style lager that'll make you click your heels, grab your stein, and follow the copper brick road to the land of Oztoberfest. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for House Call for Health. Processed foods could lower the chances of recovering from an illness. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on this Tuesday morning, 59 degrees. Jury selection continues today for the man accused of attempting to assassinate President Trump during his presidential campaign last year.
Prosecutors and the defendant, Ryan Ruth, who is representing himself, will be back in court to further narrow down the jury pool in his trial. He's charged federally with attempting to assassinate a presidential candidate and other counts. Ruth introduced himself Monday to a first set of potential jurors by apologizing for being the reason they are there. U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon set aside 3 days for the process to select 12 jurors and 4 alternates. Ruth's trial could begin Thursday with opening statements. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Wichita School Board has passed a budget for the current fiscal year. The budget will focus on teacher and staff recruitment and retention, as well as addressing the mental health needs of students and provide support for parents experiencing attendance issues with their students. 87% of the budget goes directly to the classroom, and the rest pays for maintenance, business support, and general administration, as well as other support services.
Two Kansas children remain in critical condition with burns they suffered while lighting a bonfire.
It happened shortly before 10 Saturday night in Concordia. Police officers who were in the area responded after hearing a loud noise followed by the children's screams. Both were transferred to burn units at Level 1 trauma hospitals. Their ages have not been released. Investigators say accelerant had been used and the fire traveled up a stream and into their container, which caused the explosion. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Two more men died in gun homicides during the weekend in the Wichita area. Police Chief Joe Sullivan says a killing on North Piatt was another senseless, needless act of gun violence. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News violence is not a problem only for police.
You name it, there's a nonprofit here in our community that wants to help. So there's a safety net here. And so I can understand the chief's frustration because it is not solely on the police department. It is community and community organizations and churches that are trying to help out with reducing violence, period.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
President Donald Trump's White House Anti-Christian Bias Task Force is accusing several government agencies of discriminating against Christians. Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House.
Announcing new plans to protect prayer in schools, speaking at the Museum of the Bible, President Trump teed off on his predecessor for everything from alleged government-wide anti-Christian bias to January 6th prosecutions and the southern border.
People don't realize about the Biden administration, it was a very mean administration. He's a mean guy, actually, not a smart guy.
Officials say a government-wide course correction is underway, but they're still running into roadblocks locally where Democrats hold the reins.
The president said he would issue guidelines for prayer in schools, but didn't give an exact date. Now look at the forecast with the meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny skies and warmer today, a high of 82, south winds 10 to 20. Clouds roll in tonight, will fall to 63 for the low. A shower or storm possible on your Wednesday morning, otherwise partly cloudy in lower 80s. Breezy and warmer on Thursday with a high in the upper 80s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now we have a few clouds, south wind at 9 miles per hour. 59 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:34 now, Stephen Ted in the morning, and it's that time of the day, time of the week, for our conversation with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, fellas. Great to be with you.
How much rain did you get at your house yesterday? Quite a bit?
2.5 inches.
Ooh,
yeah,
wow.
I'm at the age in my life that I rush home to check my rain gauge.
Yeah.
I was actually traveling yesterday and got home. I didn't get home last night until about 10 o'clock, about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and ran out with my flashlight, checked my rain gauge, 2.5 inches, and there was a lot of standing water and ditches out in my area. So it came down in sheets, and it feels like it's been a really wet year, which is something we're not used to around here.
Yeah, after that drought. Are you at the age where you keep track of your gas mileage, and then when you get to your destination, share that with all the mail people in your family?
No, that might be a next season in life. I might need another couple years, but I do know a lot of people that do that.
Oh, you shared which way did you come down? Did you come down Highway 52, or how did you know? You're not at that age. Okay. Well, you'll get there. You'll get there.
Sooner than later, yeah.
All right. Sedgwick County Commission having a meeting tomorrow. Is that correct, sir?
We sure are. We've got a lot of things on the agenda. I want to specifically note a couple things, and there's a theme, and I actually heard in your newscast about Wichita Public Schools and the agenda that they adopted with their budget. Tomorrow we have a proclamation declaring National Suicide Prevention Week. This corresponds with National Suicide Prevention Month, which is September. And this is important for a lot of different reasons. You know, roughly 49,000 people nationally die by suicide every single year. And if you look at just Sedgwick County, 92 people died in 2024 by suicide. So every 11 minutes across the country, someone is perishing from suicide. And so what this proclamation does, and what many of the efforts that we do in the community, and particularly through ComCare, is just to elevate awareness that there are resources, there are people that can help. We do have a hotline, a national hotline, but it's staffed here locally through ComCare, through Sedgwick County's ComCare, called 988. So if you're in mental health crisis, if you have questions, if you just simply need to talk and air some things out, or you need some guidance, all you have to do is call 988. It's staffed 24/7, 7 days a week, and they can deploy resources. They can send help. We have ComCare alone has 8 mobile mental health teams, and with an average response time of under 30 minutes when a call comes into 988. So we have a lot of resources in this community, and we just want to make sure people are aware of them. And then when we get into the new business part of our meeting tomorrow, we're actually going to have the Sedgwick County Suicide Prevention Coalition is going to come in, and Dr. Nicole Kloss, a professor at KU School of Medicine, she'll be here to provide some data for the commission so we understand exactly what we're working with and the mental and behavioral health challenges in our community. So that's a big part of our meeting tomorrow, and it's a relevant part. We need to elevate awareness of these issues, what's going on in our community, and the resources.
Yeah, and when listening to the police scanner, there's not a day that goes by when I'm not listening and there's an attempted suicide that police and officials are responding to. It's something that goes on all the time. I don't think a lot of, like he's talking about, I don't think a lot of people know that how pervasive it is and what a big problem it is.
It is. And if you think about just the numbers of those that complete suicide and actually die by suicide compared to those that attempt, and we'll have this data tomorrow in our meeting, the numbers of attempted suicides are significantly higher. It's hard really to wrap my mind around the depth of the darkness when people get to a point to where they feel like suicide is the option. That's a level of mental duress that is really hard to relate to. So it breaks my heart, frankly. I'm really moved by it. And I know a lot of people on our commission and through ComCare and through Sedgwick County government are really moved by it, just to make sure that if people want help, that help is available. And we can do this now. We have by text, 988 and ComCare, you can actually reach them by text, to where people can actually have access. So this is really, really a situation. And you're right, listening to the scanner, it's every day our police and our EMS and our firefighters are answering calls for suicide attempts. And so we've got to do the best we can to make sure the resources are where they're at so people can get help if they need it.
We will actually, I've got a guest lined up for our issue show in a couple of weeks before the end of September, and somebody from ComCare is going to be with us talking about these things and going a little deeper on what are the signs to look for if people are suffering from the depression. And I think all of us, most of us have suffered a little depression or anxiety from time to time, but it's tough to understand. It's try to get a handle.
Living in this world, there's always going to be stresses. There's always going to be seasons of your life where, battling degrees of depression. I actually helped found a nonprofit called Love Like Remy. Remington was a student at Mays High, went on to be a cheerleader at the University of Kansas, and she died by suicide, took her life by suicide in 2023. And we started a foundation in her memory. And what we try to do just in our local high schools, and mostly with sports teams, is we just try to equip teammates to recognize the signs of people that are having mental duress or mental health challenges. We don't need to train kids to be social workers. They don't have to be psychiatrists or psychologists. But if they recognize the signs of a teammate or a classmate that's in trouble mentally, and then we'll equip them with the resources. This is how you connect your teammates and your classmates to resources. So this has been an effort we've been working on now for the better part of 2 years. It's called the Love Like Remy Foundation, something I'm very, very, that's very personal to me, something we're very, very drawn towards. And again, it's about equipping people with recognizing the signs of people that are having mental health issues and then understanding the resources so they can connect people to resources.
All right. Can we change up just a little bit here? I wanted to get your opinion on chasing souvenir baseballs at stadiums. It seems to be the hottest topic in the world right now.
Did you see this lady take that ball?
Yeah.
That was wild. So a dad there with his kid celebrating America's pastime, doing American things, and a foul ball comes into the stands, and the dad did what dad does. And as a former player, watching foul balls go into stands, it's like anarchy sometimes that breaks out. And this dad, and it wasn't even, he didn't rip it from her hands, he just beat her to the ball, this lady.
Yeah.
Got the ball, went back, celebrated with the son, and this lady marched down there and practically cussed this guy out and took that ball, and that was quite a deal. So, it feels anti-American, doesn't it?
Well, I was just, you know, as a dad, I was thinking, what would I do in that situation? I don't know whether it popped her or not. I don't say, you know, in my neighborhood, you do something like that, and somebody goes clobber you, but she got away with it. But they're trying to identify her on social media so that the entire world can put the you-know-what on her.
Well, and I think that's happened. I think she's been pretty much publicly shamed for that one moment, which I'm willing to give her some grace. But
yes,
it is quite interesting now to see on social media because of this generation with AI and all the AI photos is they've made this quite a few memes shared about this lady. And, but you know what's really cool? The organization gave the kid a ball. They gave him a jersey, and they really made this kid feel special. But that was quite a scene, and there's some unwritten rules into how you chase foul balls in a ballpark, and I don't think she had read those before she walked in.
I was at a Municipal Stadium in Kansas City with my cousin Scott. We were huge baseball fans. For some reason, we were down in the box seats right behind this little old lady, and they overthrew first base. The ball came in the stands, and Scott, my cousin, went over this woman's shoulder and just about knocked her to the floor. she was very annoyed with him, but he did apologize, and we did not get the ball. So there you go.
Well, for some men, when a foul ball comes into the stands, it's like carnal behavior comes out. Instinctual.
You didn't
go for the ball. But that's
all right.
Good.
Hey, listen, thanks a lot, and we will be checking with you again next week. That's Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. He always knew we could get something on baseball, we'd get him going. He loves baseball.
Sure, there were great scrambles for those Ryan Beatty home run balls.
Yeah, you bet. 7:42, Steve and Ted coming up. We've got the Wichita Business Journal update with Kirk Seminoff. Anchor Restaurant has new owners. We'll be talking about that on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS, 7:47 up on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council to consider a tougher ordinance on illegal trash dumping in the city.
Two.
Suspect in a homicide near Hayesville arrested after a standoff with police in West Wichita.
One.
Thunderstorms bring heavy rain and flooding to central Kansas, up to a foot of rain west of Salina. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
A couple of things to be aware of in traffic. We've got an injury traffic accident, and this is at 29th Street North in Ohio. That's actually just a little ways west of I-135 on 29th Street North. We've got some really heavy traffic up on the highway in that area due to the road construction at the North Junction, and traffic is really backing up due to that road construction at the Central Business District on Kellogg. Right now, eastbound, that backup goes all the way back to I-235. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 81 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 63. Wednesday, sunny again. Tomorrow's high again, 81 degrees. Now a few clouds. South wind at 9 miles per hour, 59 degrees. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. President Trump is paying a lot of attention to artificial intelligence.
Fox on Tech.
President Trump wants to ensure that America stays the dominant lead in artificial intelligence. That's why President Trump signed three executive orders. One, fast-tracks federal permitting, streamlines reviews, and expedites construction of all major AI infrastructure projects. The president says the U.S. is turning a corner.
America must once again be a country where innovators are rewarded with a green light, not strangled with red tape so they can't move, so they can't breathe, and that's not going to happen.
A second order focusing on turning America into an AI export powerhouse. From chips to software to data storage, making sure the world runs on American AI and the American AI stack. And he signed a final order banning the federal government from procuring AI technology that has been infused with partisan bias or ideological agendas. With Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
And Candace says what this brought to you by The Monarch, where today is $7 signature and classic cocktail day. All of their cocktails, including their old fashions, are just $7 all day long at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas, at the Roundabout in Delano. A record-setting day on the stock market Monday.
A choppy trading session with stocks finishing higher and the tech-heavy NASDAQ notching its 21st record close of the year. Investors are weighing the prospect of lower interest rates against growing worries over a cooling labor market ahead of the release of key inflation data this week. Tech was the best performing sector while utilities lagged and gold hit a record high, surpassing $3,600 an ounce, driven by demand for safe haven assets. The Dow winners, IBM, Amazon, and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, Apple, McDonald's, and Amgen. The Dow rising 114 points, the NASDAQ higher by 98, S&P 500 up 14. Hilary Barsky, Fox News.
The Anchor Restaurant has new owners. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Siminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yes, we now know who those winning bidders were. A group including Wichita realtor Bobby Lane, her husband Jonathan Lane of Lane Insurance Group, and Parabolic Construction owner Adam Church. At the winning bid of $1.99 million, though they're not saying exactly yet what they'll be doing with the property. In a video, Bobby Lane said, "This just isn't about purchasing a building, it's about investing in the future of Wichita." You'll remember the Anchor was seized by the state earlier this year for unpaid taxes. The restaurant at 1109 East Douglas was part of a structured auction being held by McCurdy Real Estate and Auction. The Temple Live Entertainment venue at the Scottish Rite Center in downtown Wichita has closed its doors. Lance Beatty, founder and CEO of the Beatty Capital Group that owned the Temple Live brand, told the Business Journal Monday the Wichita venue is one of five closing nationally. The company notified employees on Monday. Beatty acquired the Scottish Rite building in 2009 for a new events venue, and it was the third Masonic temple the company purchased. Temple Live venues in Cleveland, Illinois, and Arkansas also closed. And Ascension Via Christi is seeking to rezone a large swath of land on its St. Teresa Hospital campus, just west of Wichita city limits, that could pave the way for commercial development. The request covers about 110 acres of land around the 16-year-old hospital, which is located at 21st and 151st Street West. The property is currently zoned for medical uses, but the nine parcels of land mentioned could be commercial use someday if approved by a Sedgwick County Citizens Advisory Board and the Metropolitan Area Planning Commission. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Siminoff.
And business news brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. So let me get this straight, Kirk. The Shrine Temple's been sold or abandoned. What's going on? I'm talking about the beautiful old structure with the auditorium in it and all that.
The Scottish Rite Center, yeah, it's 1100. It's at First and I forget which street it is, but First and.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's Topeka, on East First Street.
Wow.
Yeah. The Temple Live, yeah, the Beatty Capital Group owned Temple Live, and they've closed five venues around the country, and so their employees were laid off yesterday.
So that building, though, somebody will do something with it, I hope.
I'm sure there'll be very interested parties in that building.
It's a beautiful building, really, really something. All right. Today is National When Pigs Fly Day, reminding us that sometimes even seemingly impossible things can happen. So what exactly is National Pigs Fly Day? Some people say it's a day of hope. Others say it's a day of miracles. It is when something that was considered to be impossible happens, according to the people who celebrate it, you know. And pigs fly. Somebody once said, you know, I'd like to see the day when it'll be when pigs fly, when somebody does 7,000 radio shows as a new.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, yeah, right? So I guess we celebrate every day, Ted.
Yes, we do. We defy the odds every day.
We defy the odds here at show number 7009 here and still going. Oh, Kirk, did you ever catch a foul ball at a baseball game?
It's been a long, long time, but yeah, when I was a kid.
Yeah. I had a friend whose home, Leslie's home, was right behind Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Across the parking lot there, mm-hmm. Texas and
on
whatever.
Texas Street, yeah.
And her little brothers, she had three brothers. And those guys, in the summertime on their little banana bikes or whatever they call them, they'd be out there and they had big plastic bags filled with baseballs. And the NBC tournament was going on. Every time a foul ball came out, those guys were scrambling for it. They had about five dozen when I saw them there. So they had a regular business going on. Anyway. There you go. And nobody ever accosted him and tried to take him away from us. So there you go. All right. Enough of that. Let's onward and upward. And we will check with you again next hour, Kirk. Be with us then, okay? Come, Steve.
You got it.
Steven Denton here coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Heavy rain and flooding across central Kansas. We'll tell you about that. Ted has sports, as always, in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we'll be taking a look at the playoff situation for the Wind Surge and The Royals. See
Royals.
What's going on as both are trying to get into the postseason. We'll talk about that in sports.
Plus entertainment news.
Yeah, putting it together. We got some interesting folks and voices that'll show up in the blur. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And we have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.